Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 219 for Monday, January 12th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mostly lower in thin trading Monday morning as traders awaited the release of the USDA's crop production and monthly grain stocks report. That report is due to be released at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. Canola values were $1 to $2 below unchanged, with the most active March contract checking in at $451.10 per ton. Losses in Chicago soybeans weighed on the canola market. The large 2014 U.S. soy crop continued to cast a bearish shadow over the market, along with the South American crop, which is also expected to be quite large. However, weakness in the Canadian dollar and demand for vegetable oil provided some support for values. Recent dry weather in South America has also prompted some concern for those crops moving forward. The large 2014 U.S. soy crop, as I mentioned, though, has been quite large. The March contract has inched above its 200-day moving average for the first time since the spring of 2014. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. To the U.S. now, and soybeans were 9 cents weaker, with the March contract checking in at $10.42 a bushel. Traders showed caution ahead of the USDA report, squaring positions before its release. The generally favorable outlook for Brazilian soybeans put pressure on prices. The country's agricultural agency recently pegged the Brazilian crop at 95.9 million tons, which is big. Falling crude oil prices and a firm U.S. dollar were also bearish. Corn was 5 cents lower, with the March contract sitting at $3.95 per bushel. Traders expect today's USDA report will show that U.S. farmers harvested a massive corn crop in 2014. Chart signals are pointed slightly to the upside. U.S. wheat was 3 to 4 cents lower, with the March contract at $5.60 per bushel. Snow has fallen over key regions of the Midwest, insulating winter wheat from any future cold snaps. The average estimates for wheat carryout is 666 million bushels, up 12 million from last month. Like the other grains, traders are showing caution ahead of the USDA report. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, January 12th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.